I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. They Call Me Q is a one-woman play written by Karat Ankadwani, telling her story as a person born in India but growing up in the Bronx, seeking an identity balancing heritage with an acceptance in her new culture. She'll give a free performance of it in the Blue Door Theater at Lane Community College on Monday, November 27th, with discussion to follow. What motivated you, Karat, to turn your private story into a public play?
Well, you know, I majored in theater in college, and I was most impacted by my political theater class, where I found how theater could really impact social change. And as I got older, I started thinking about how diversity plays a part in our everyday lives, in entertainment, and in my personal life as an actress in New York City. At that time, when I started writing it, there were very limited opportunities for South Asian women, for women in general. And I thought, this is a perfect time for me to create my own work, my own opportunities. I'd seen my first solo play when I was in college, and I was so amazed by this one actress becoming a bunch of different characters. And I remember that moment, and I thought, how can I do this for myself? So I started writing about my life, being born in India and growing up in the Bronx, the various people that I've met who've shaped my life, and how culture plays a big role in identity. And culture is a very broad concept. In my play, it's not only regarding my traditional Indian parents and being in an Indian household, but also growing up in the Bronx, which has its own very urban culture. So there's a lot of themes involved, like the growing pains that all of us have to deal with when we're growing up, and bullying, and general identity themes as well.
What's the relationship between name and identity in your view?
Well, my name is Kurat Al-An. That's what I was named when I was born. It's in the Quran, as I mentioned in my play, but it's a very uncommon name. And as I was growing up, I would often be teased about my name. It's very ethnic. It's difficult to pronounce. And as I got older, this kept going on, but in a different way. People always, they're hesitant to pronounce my name, or they mess up my name, and then they say, is that right? And then we play this game back and forth five times where people are trying to pronounce my name properly. And after a while, I would just say, you know what? You can call me Q. So I started thinking about that, and, you know, there have been articles written, actually, that the mispronunciation of children's names plays a big part in their identity and how they start to view themselves. I always felt like I was an immigrant. Even though I came to this country when I was 3 years old, I'm pretty American. But because of the mispronunciation of my name, I was always reminded that I'm not American. I'm from somewhere else. I'm different.
You transform yourself within this play into 13 different influential characters in an hour. Who are a few of those characters, and why are they influential?
So half of the characters who I play are various Indian people. I have my parents in the play. My mother is always an audience favorite. I play a variety of Indian women. One of the themes of the play, I wanted to show that people are different. Your stereotype of an Indian woman, I want you to explore that as an audience member. The other half of the characters are very urban characters, people who I grew up with in the Bronx, who I went to college with. And also, as a child growing up, I have this theme of bullying in there, and there are two examples of that. I also cover themes of suicide and how can we truly accept other people. My answer is, once you start to accept yourself.
Are there other aspects of the story that you wish to convey that are universal?
I think the overall message of the play is that we don't have to put ourselves in a box. The world does that for us. We can truly accept every aspect of ourselves, the gray areas, the flawed areas. We are made up of all the experiences that we've had, both negative and positive, and we should learn from them, embrace them, and not get bogged down, because we all go through tough times. We all have adversity. And the way we can really see ourselves and really grow as people is by accepting that and being okay with the life that we have right now. This is really letting folks know that we're not so different. Just because I was born in another country or I might have a different lifestyle than you, we're very similar. And we need to find those moments, those examples of how we're similar, because that's how we're able to change the world. I noticed that different students pick out different things that relate to them, and that's what's so exciting. We get a conversation going about how they view diversity issues on their campus. That's really important, because that word diversity is huge right now. It's in the air. You know, we talk about what issues are going on campus. How do they relate to issues that are going on in their community, in our society as a whole? We need to have a safe space so that we can talk about this, because the college students are the ones who are going to be our leaders in the future. And they need to be well-informed about the issues. They need to be able to think objectively about how they view other people and how they view a variety of diversity issues, so that they can go on and then contribute, really become responsible citizens, and again, create some social change.
Kirat Ankadwani, writer and performer of the one-woman play They Call Me Q. She'll perform it in Eugene at LCC's Blue Door Theater on Monday, November 27th at 4:30 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. Following the performance, she'll lead a discussion and there will be international delicacies served. For more information, lanecc.edu and theycallmeqshow.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.